step on the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Rage with Carlos Dansby.
The Filthy Bird is back!
Presented by Santan Ford.
Carlos Dansby with a pick six!
Carlos Dansby coming out of the cage, and he's mad!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford in Gilbert. We are Santan Ford. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. And by Hickman's Family Farms, providing local fresh eggs to markets since 1944. Visit us online at hickmanseggs.com.
The Red Sea is rising up for Carlos.
Temperature rising, vision blurring. Rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
It doesn't get any better than that.
And Carlos Dansby.
There's that filthy bird.
Unleash the fury!
Yep, there we go. It is go time, no doubt. Let's let H-Town hear you on the Big Red Rage. Because you know what, Houston? You've got a problem. Cardinals are coming to town, and in Texas terms there, Wolf, the Cardinals are going in, and the name of the game plan is to prove that the Texans are all hat and no cattle.
Oh, wow.
Boy, you're pulling it all out tonight.
Thought we'd throw that in off the very top. It is the Big Red Rage with Carlos Dansby, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Los dirty.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for having me, man. No, appreciate it.
Do we need to update Wolf's nickname over there? Because at last report, you were going by Five. Just call me Five. Five.
Just call me Five.
Just call me Five.
Yeah.
Is that still resonating?
Yeah, it's still soaking in, man. I'm still soaking up all this atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? The energy been great all week long. And like I said, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. Reached a milestone that I set a long time ago. I'm poised to try to trump these guys that's in this class right now. So the game is on. Game is on now.
Los, how long had you been chasing that number 20, by the way? Forgive me,
man.
I don't know offhand.
Oh,
how long? How many games was it from 19 to 20? Are we talking a year?
Yeah, we said 2 years.
Two years? At 19?
At 19. I got 19 against I want to say Peyton Manning. Got 19. I was in Cleveland, and I got 19. And like I said, man,
he's
been chasing me ever since. Yeah, I've been chasing me ever since.
Are you like liberated in a football way? Is like the pressure gone now?
The monkey is off my back. The monkey is off my back. So, like I said, my energy is different now. I'm poised to try. Like I said, to try to trump these guys that's in this class, because like I said, it's four guys that's there. They put a lot of work in, man, and. Like I said, I know I can catch them. That's the thing. I know I can get them.
Here's what I've been dying to ask you ever since you did this, right? Your 20th interception, of course, 40-20 club. There are five people that have done it in the history of the National Football League. 40 sacks, 20 interceptions, and Carlos Dansby, of course, is one of those five guys. Yeah. Incredible, right? So what I wanted to ask you is when that ball was hanging in the air, it was just up in the air like that, did you know? This is 20. I mean, did you think, did it cross your mind as you saw it hanging in the air?
Instantly. As soon as I seen it hit his helmet, I said, that's my ball. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
But you knew it was 20?
I knew it was 20. And I couldn't believe it was going to come that easy. You know what I'm saying? After chasing for so long, guys taking balls out my hands, you know, I'm letting other guys get interceptions, just trying to shed a wealth, you know, and like I say, it's man, this game is the ultimate team game. So without those guys, through this whole process, well, I would have never even imagined trying to become a legend like that on with these kind of stats, these kind of numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I never thought it would happen.
As that ball was hanging there in slow motion, did you take a glance left to right to make sure Tyrann Mathieu was nowhere around? Ty wasn't going to come in and steal that one.
Hey, we would have had to fight for that one because I had made my mind up. I was going to get that ball at its highest point try to get it and like I said, just secure the win in the process.
So, how's the body feel, dude?
Oh man, the body is
You know, I mean, this is year 14.
This is year 14, man.
This is year 14.
My body been through it, man. I can't lie. But, like I said, I got my team here. They steadily on me. I'm staying consistent in what I do.
Yeah.
And my body's just recovering quicker and quicker, week in and week out. As you see the game Thursday night, how fast I was moving out there. Like I said, things are starting to come together, man, and it's a beautiful feeling once you know what you can be, and once you start just being consistent in what you're doing, you'll see the progression, and that's a beautiful thing. That's all I want is progression.
Be honest, when that week started, you had just celebrated your 36th birthday.
Right.
How concerned were you? You wouldn't feel like yourself on Thursday night.
Oh, I wasn't concerned at all.
No?
I turned 36. I was happy. Like, because I knew 36 was going to be a great year for me. That's how I feel.
You got the barometric cranberry, Paul.
I just feel like 36 is going to be great. You know what I'm saying? So, and here we go, man. Started off with a great interception, a big win, you know. In the Thursday night game, we had fireworks everywhere, had an opportunity to win, and just didn't pan out the way we wanted.
Well, you know? We've had some breaking news in the last hour about a member of your draft class, Larry Fitzgerald. Reports and sources say that he is finalizing a one-year deal with the Cardinals for 2018.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. What do you think? Could there be another member, though, for draft class?
Why not? Let's get it done. Let's get it done, man. Steve Keim, I know you're listening. You and Adrian Wilson.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to throw A-Dub in there.
That's right. Go to A-Dub's office.
Man, let's make this happen, man. One more round. Let's do it.
I want to represent Lowe's.
Let's do it.
I tell you, when we turn back the clock, we'll bring in a rookie next on the Big Red Rage with Carlos Dansby, all presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
Throws near side. It's caught at the 30 by Moncrief, but he's dragged down short of the line to gain. And what a play by the rookie Buda Baker out of Washington.
Buda Baker with a big tackle.
And it will bounce at the 5. Buda Baker on the 1, able to down it.
What a great job by Buda Baker to be aware. Downing the ball inside the 1.
Shotgun snap. Wilson backs up. Now slides up. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Nearly picked off on a diving attempt by Buda Baker. He couldn't come up with it, but he did knock it down. So it's 4th down and the Seahawks have to punt it.
Speaking of being aware, Ron Wolfley, were you aware as a 4-time Pro Bowler who went to the Pro Bowl as a special teams assassin that the guy seated to your right leads the NFL right now with 13 special teams tackles? Are you aware of that as we say welcome back into the Big Red Rage with Carlos Dansby?
I knew he was up there, Bully. I knew that. Boy, Buddha, that is some high praise right there, buddy. You realize when you're playing in transition, when you're playing on special teams, you realize you are engaging with the very essence of the game of football, do you not?
Yeah, I definitely realize that.
It's all about moving your body with speed. Velocity with bad intentions, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what special teams is all about.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Let's give them a formal introduction here in the Big Red Rage. How about it? The Cardinals' second-round pick, number 36 overall. The Cardinals traded up 9 spots after he started all 40 games he played in his 3 years at University of Washington. Carlos Dansby, take it from there.
Yes, Big Red Rage, can you please give a round of applause to Buda Baker? Yeah.
And on Sunday in Houston, he gets his very first NFL start.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing.
How's that sound, Buddha? I mean, what goes through your mind when you're thinking first NFL start?
First thing goes through my mind is I'm trying to get a W for the team. So, you know, anything I can do to get a W.
You remember your first NFL start, by the way?
I remember. I remember well.
Rookie year, right?
Rookie year. Well, no.
No?
No. No, no.
Who were you behind? McKinnon, your rookie year?
I was behind, wasn't McKinnon. I was behind Ray Knock Thompson on 3rd down. And not only him, I was LeVar Woods.
Oh, yeah.
LeVar Woods. I was behind LeVar Woods. So I was more of a special teams guy my first year.
How were you on special teams, Carlos? Because I don't remember, honestly. I don't remember.
See, a lot of people don't remember.
Did you ball in transition, though?
I balled in transition. That what gave me the opportunity to step in and get an opportunity to play on defense.
Yeah.
Like I said, they had a lot of 3rd down packages for me. So I was coming in on 3rd down like Buda is now. You know what I'm saying? Getting my reps in here and there. Getting a lot of sacks. So it was cool. And making a lot of plays.
Can you confirm or deny that Larry had a role on special teams for a while his rookie year?
No,
he still claims he does.
Hands team, that's it. That's it.
And I stopped listening. I just wasn't buying it. He wasn't on any teams in his rookie year.
Not on any teams. The only teams he was on was hands team. That was it.
Okay. So, Buddha, knowing how well you have played on special teams, right, has that given you confidence because you have played so well in transition?
Confidence on defense?
Yeah. Does it give you confidence as a player?
I mean, really, what gives me confidence is, you know, the preparation throughout the week. So, you know, all the preparation we do on defense, that's what helps me a lot. So in the games, you know, I know, you know, this formation, that formation, what could be happening. So not really on defense, but doing it on special teams gives me a lot of confidence when I'm playing special teams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just know that, you know, a lot of other players are trying to come after me because I've been making a lot of plays on special teams.
How much more equipped are you, you think? How much more prepared are you now in Week 11 than you would have been in September?
I can't even explain how much more prepared I am. You know, got the veterans like Los and, you know, AB and, you know, even Tyvon and all those type of guys that helped me a lot, helped me throughout the week, each week. So, for me, I prepared as I was going to be playing on defense, you know, from game one. So, now I just get this opportunity to really be on the field.
How much did not being out in OTAs in the offseason, how much did that hurt you, Buddha?
That hurt me a lot. Just, you know, trying to develop friendships and, you know, all that camaraderie stuff that, you know, the guys did, you know, throughout that certain period of time. But at the end of the day, you know, I can't really, you know, go back and do it again. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just thinking about, you know, right now.
You know, coaches are fond of saying, Carlos, that a rookie is no longer a rookie come Thanksgiving, come November.
Right.
Do you buy into that? Is that basically what the learning curve is for most rookies?
Without a doubt. By Thanksgiving, man, you should have been able to get your feet wet. Like I said, been in a lot of certain situations out on the field. And like I said, know how to handle yourself as a professional by then. You know what I'm saying? Watching guys in front of you and around you. And like I said, trying to pick their brains and find out what it is that you need to do to be a pro.
I know the coaches are excited to see you. They're not the only ones. In fact, GM Steve Keim was on with Doug and Wolf on Monday morning and talking about a 98.7 FM Arizona sports station. The topic was Buddha Baker getting his first start.
I'm excited about seeing Buddha Baker play more and more football. He's been our best special teamer. And then just watching him defensively get more and more comfortable in the system. But his ability to cover ground and close off the hash really puts him in a place that he can be a special player, in my opinion.
Where do you think you've grown the most in the last couple months since the regular season started?
Yeah, probably everything, really. You know, being in college and coming out of college, you know, it was great and everything. But now, you know, seeing all these guys, seeing what they've done, seeing their weeks of preparation and, you know, how they went on their days and how they practiced, you know, that helped me a lot being a rookie, especially, you know, future Pro Bowl type guys. So now I see this and I continue to learn from them guys and I'm just excited to play.
Buddha, how much are you going to be in the box? How much are you going to be in the middle of the field? How much are you going to be down over the slots? I mean, what's your role? What's your role going to be on Sunday?
I mean, my role was Tyvon Branch's role. So, you know, depending on the formations, you know, the whatever, you know, call we're in and all that type of stuff, that'll either put me in the box or, you know, back deep or, you know, playing a half. So I'll be doing
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'll be doing everything.
Let's hit the pause button for a minute. Tyvon Branch was having a Pro Bowl caliber season, was he not, Lowe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Without a doubt, man. Tyvon was, like I say, he was balling, man. Just that's the plain and simple. He was balling. He was all over the field, making tackles in the hole, making tackles on the sideline, getting deep, getting over the top, breaking up passes. You name it, man. Checking tight ends one-on-one. He was doing it all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was pretty cool to see.
Have you been the understudy of Tyvon Branch? I mean, has he kind of taken you under his wing?
Yeah. I mean, all of them have, really. But, you know, I sit next to Tyvon and AB during, you know, meetings and just try to learn everything they've been doing. So,
smart man.
I believe they've been, you know, in the league 8 years plus. So, by me being this my first year, learning from those guys, I feel like, you know, I can get a lot of learning from them.
Is there anything they've been harping on with you? You know, like Antoine Bethea, is there anything he's been harping on you time and again? You got to get this right. You got to do it this way in a particular area?
Not harping or anything like that. It's just when I'm on the field and, you know, I get my calls out, he just wants to make sure. I know in the Seahawks game, it was, you know, sudden change because Tyvon got hurt. So he just wanted to make sure that I knew everything I was doing 100%. So But at the end of the day, you know, as a team, as a defense, you're supposed to be talking, communicating, making sure everybody is, you know, on their keys and on their assignments. So he helped me a lot. Everybody else continues to help everybody else.
Hey, a reminder, we're here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center for the Big Red Rage and enjoying the incredible happy hour, which features half price on nearly all appetizers and liquor drinks and only $3 domestic drafts. You have $4 import drafts, $3.50 house wines. That's happy hour running Monday through Friday, 2 to 7 here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. Come on down and check it out. Back right after this with the Big Red Rage. Gabbert to pass here. Looks left and throws a bullet that's caught.
Great read again by Blaine Gabbert. And a laser on the money on the dig.
Gabbert has really operated the offense the way they want him to. Play fake for Gabbert. Throws deep, middle of the field. And it's another catch. What a throw. Gabbert off play action. Straight drop back. Guns it right side. Caught by Jeremy Ross inside the 40. Gain of about 30 on the play. Another strike thrown by Gabbert.
This guy reading coverage, stepping up in the pocket, and completing passes.
Good protection that time for Blaine Gabbert, and you see the arm talent there through a dart. And remember, with each passing touchdown this season, Wells Fargo donates money to local public schools through the Passing Touchdowns for Schools program. Wells Fargo together will go far. We are together on the Big Red Rage. Carlos Dansby, special guest, Buda Baker, Paul Calvisi, Ron Wolfley. And that was the last we had seen or heard of Blaine Gabbert in August in the preseason. Now he's taken all or most of the first team reps this week in practice. And most figure we're going to see him starting on Sunday in Houston. If you talk to Bruce Arians and Harold Goodwin today, there's still a lot of ifs in there. There's still a lot of, okay, what sort of progress might Drew Stanton make? And if so, what does that mean? But a show of hands here. Who is curious to see Blaine Gabbert under center? Come on. Be honest now. Carlos, go first.
Right,
Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on now.
It's going to be interesting to see Blaine get out there, man. I can't wait to see it, to be honest. He got a strong arm. Like I said, man, I think he's ready, me personally. We're going to see, though. We're going to see come Sunday.
Well, the one thing I do know, the Houston Texans, they're preparing, I'm sure, for Blaine Gabbert. I'm sure they're preparing for Drew Stanton. If it might be Drew Stanton, they're going to prepare for both of them. And if I'm Bruce Arians, that's exactly the way I want it. I want them splitting reps in practice. I want them doing that, right? Because even though the offense I don't think is going to change, I think the play type that Bruce Arians is going to use would change if, in fact, you've got Blaine Gabbert, a very, very mobile Blaine Gabbert, and then Drew Stanton, if he does play with a brace on, a bum knee. So, you're probably going to get two different sets of game plans against those two guys, I would imagine. And not only that, too, guys, but Blaine Gabbert has had the reputation in the past of being a guy that you could pressure, being a guy that you want to get after him, being a guy that you want to get in his face. The 7 years that he's been in the league, that has been the MO on Blaine Gabbert. He's going to have to overcome that because I think if he does play, if he does start, I think he's going to see pressure from Mike Vrabel and the Houston Texans.
And guess what? The O-line has been shuffled again. He has Jared Valdir at left tackle, John Wetzel going to right tackle, so we know. And you've got Jadeveon Clowney moving all over the defensive front, so that will be a challenge. Now, look, when you talk about quarterbacks, there's escapability, there's mobility, and then there's just sheer athleticism. Give us your scouting report on Blaine Gabbert and his ability to move.
I think he's a straight, pure athlete, me, be honest. To watch him throw the ball today, straight, pure athlete, you know. The guy can run. He can move. He's different.
On the run. How does he throw on the run?
Accurate. Very accurate. Fast. Got a strong arm, man. So I'm excited. Me personally, I'm excited because this brings a whole new aspect to our whole offense. Jumper cables. That's how I look at him. Jumper cable.
It sounds, Buda, like he's been impressing in practice.
Yeah. He's you know, impressing on the scout team. You know, I see him going against, weeks ago, going against, you know, the starting defense and, you know, slinging balls in there really accurate. To me, he just has that, you know, type of swag as a quarterback, you know. Yeah, I'm excited for him, too.
Does it matter to you guys? Does it matter to you who starts? I mean, do you ever think about that? Or is it just go do your job?
Man, do your job. Let's get this win. Let's get on this run. Let's make this run right now, man, because we got opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to put ourselves in position to do something that people not expecting us to do.
When a quarterback is actually out there playing, what are you typically doing, Carlos? When the offense is on the field, the quarterback is out there, where are you? Are you with your guys typically on the sideline? Do you get up? Do you walk? What do you do when the offense is on the field?
After the adjustment's been made, I'm going to watch. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, just try to inspire from the sideline these cats, man, and watch these guys go to work, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I believe in each and every last one of the guys on the field. Mm-hmm. So, me to sit back and watch these guys go down, score, you know what I'm saying, get their enthusiasm going, just, you know what I'm saying, just be a great teammate.
That's the same thing with you, Buddha. What are you doing for the most part?
For me, since I'm on special teams, you know, every time it's – first I, you know, watch them get the corrections and all that type of stuff. Then I'm on the field or on the sideline waiting for, you know, third down usually because you got to get, you know, our special teams coach loves for the punt team to get on the field really fast. So it's third down. If they don't get the first down, you know, I'm sprinting to the most likely opposite side of the field to get set up.
All right, well, you guys know the stat on Blaine Gabbert. His seventh year in the league, he's had 8 different head coaches. He's been in 7 offensive systems.
Wow.
He's going to be making his 41st start if he goes in Houston. He has been there and done that, including meeting the media. He didn't flinch. He stepped right up. He didn't look the slightest bit nervous at all, and he was asked about his preparation. Here's Blaine Gabbert.
We prepared the same way week one as we are doing, week 11. So when situations like these do arise, you can always fall back on that. So you have the same schedule on a Monday. You know when you're lifting, same schedule on a Tuesday, but you're watching on film, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on. So if there's something that changes throughout the week or injuries happen, you can always fall back on that.
Now, he did allow that, yes, he's looking forward to the opportunity. You relish the snaps. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can get regular season action, especially as a third-string quarterback, a guy who's on a one-year contract, right, you're going to try and take advantage of that opportunity. There's no doubt about that.
Well, this is why the Arizona Cardinals kept him.
Exactly.
This is exactly why they kept him right here, because of the promise that he showed during the preseason.
Harold Goodwin even said it today. It could be a look into the future. And he let that trail, .. It could be. We'll see. If it is on Sunday, the near future, what does that mean? Here's Larry Fitzgerald, a little scouting report on Blaine Gabbert.
He's got great velocity on it. You know, he's got a gift in terms of being able to throw the ball and arm strength. So, you know, the ball will get up on you and, you know, get up on you quicker and give you some chances to make some plays after the catch.
Now, that's interesting, Buddha. If you get a guy with a hose, right, with some velocity, the ball gets there that much quicker in that split second. Could make the difference, and a receiver maybe escaping a defensive back's tackle, perhaps. Is that what Fitz is alluding to there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, being a, you know, DB, I like when the ball comes out slower because then, you know, the receiver has to look it in, you know, more, and then that will give me more time to either break on and get an interception, PBU, or a big hit. So, yeah, he's speaking the truth.
Are there quarterbacks that are easier to read in the pocket for you, Carlos? When you're playing maybe in a zone room, let's go ahead and say that you're playing a zone maybe. And are there quarterbacks that are easier to read? Their body language? Are there quarterbacks that are good at disguising where it is that they want to go? And if so, how is Blaine Gabbert?
Oh, man, that's a great question. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that you can read well and get a jump on where they're going with the ball. Some guys you can't, some guys you can. You know what I'm saying? And the real good ones, they'll look you off, and they know exactly where they're going with the ball before the as soon as the ball snaps, and they see the defense rotate, or they think what coverage you're in. They see it. They're going right to it right now. You know what I'm saying? Some guys want to get out their hands fast. Some guys, they want to look you off and go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got a guy like Drew Brees. He's going to get it out of his hands right now.
Oh, yeah.
He already know exactly what you're in right now.
Yeah.
As soon as the ball snaps, it's a
so
wrap.
So good.
Kurt Warner was like that, wasn't it?
Kurt was tough, man. Kurt was tough. He'll look you off. I mean, he'll just step right onto my stare you down and just go right to the back door. You know what I'm saying?
It's great beard.
Oh, man, he's awesome.
What about Russell Wilson? How is he in that category?
He's tough, man, because, you know, he has to run around a little bit, man, because the guys on the front line are kind of tall. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's hard to look around them and find certain guys open. So he buys time and he get the ball where it needs to be.
Right, we're going to get into that a little bit. We'll get into the Russell Wilson challenge. We'll get into that Thursday night game a little bit. We'll also talk about the fact that you guys, like, need another column in the win-loss record. There's wins, there's losses, and then there's players lost. You guys need, like, one of those hockey records because you'd be 4-5 and 11 players on IR right now.
Wow.
We'll talk about how that's going to impact the game on Sunday. It is the Big Red Rage. Carlos Dansby and Buda Baker all presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
Penalty markers down, and so is DJ Humphries.
Oh, no.
Holding his right knee. The Cardinals left tackle, who's been so good since coming back from injury, and he is in some serious pain right now.
He got rolled up on.
I have a lot of confidence in DJ, and I think that, you know, what he's shown us over the past year and a half in terms of work ethic and intangibles and his competitiveness, which is the thing that probably excites me the most, is how naturally competitive he is. The sky's the limit for the young man, and I think he'll continue to grow and get better as the seasons go on.
It's one thing to lose games, another thing to lose players for the season. We talked about Tyvon Branch. DJ Humphries going on the injured reserve. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Carlos Dansby, Buda Baker, Ron Wolf, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. And there's no doubt, I know Wolf is on board with this, your opinion, Carlos, he has developed. Even the limited time in the NFL that we've seen him, this is season number three for him. He didn't play his rookie year, and you know, he ended up with a concussion at the end of last season, but he has developed into a franchise left tackle, has he not?
Oh, wow. That's huge, man. Like I said, with limited time.
Yeah.
So that's speaking volumes. And like I said, man, I can't wait to get him back out on the field and just watch him continue to grow, you know what I'm saying, and be the player that he really wants to be.
What did you guys say to him? Because it's always a touchy situation. It's kind of like NASCAR drivers. They never go see other NASCAR drivers in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They never do, right? Because
right.
It's a reminder of what could – football players are kind of the same way, you know? I mean, you suffer a severe injury like that, there isn't much you can really say. You just acknowledge the fact, hey, listen, we're here for you. We're going to be here for you when you get right. And we're going to be here through the process. Other than that, you really can't say anything to him.
Right, man. You just got to let these guys go through their hardship, man. It's tough. It's tough, man. Like I said, you can definitely beat up for them if they need you. You know what I'm saying? And support them. When you, like, every time we see the guys in the locker room right now, in the training room, go by, dap them up. You know what I'm saying? Love
yeah,
on them.
Right.
And just, you know what I'm saying, give them that respect, man, and let them know that you we here for you, bro. We here. Man. We supporting you and get it right. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to getting you back out on the field, man, and watching you do your thing.
Well, every single Cardinals player, at least the media sessions I've been part of this week, has fielded the, you know, injury question and whether it's deflating to the rest of the team. I think the media thinks that. To the players, it's part of the business, and as evidence, well, here's Tyrann Mathieu.
Well, you know, that's just the business. Guys are going to get hurt every year, key guys at that. So, you know, young guys have to step up. We have to do a good job of just complimenting each other, you know, in all three phases of the game.
There you go, and you have no choice, Buda. I mean, you got to figure it out. Guys got to get plugged in. Maybe after the season you reflect back and say, oh, man, we had 11 guys in IR. But you don't have time for that. You got a game on Sunday, right?
Exactly, yeah. Just like you said, we don't have time for that. And, you know, like Lowe said, we love him every day, every time. You know, I see Tyvon, I always dap him up, talk to him. If I have questions, I'll still ask him questions. He's always there for me and, you know, That's how it is.
You know, it's incredible about it, too. DJ Humphries, just the fact that it appeared as though he blew out his ACL. Just watching it, seeing it live, right? You were like, oh, my goodness, there it goes, the ACL. And the ACL, that's nine months. You know, that's going to be 9-10 months right there. And the good news, believe it or not, is the fact that it was his MCL, and he dislocated his kneecap. All right, we'll get that back thing. We'll get that kneecap back on. He's going to be okay, but it was his MCL. It's more of a three-month recovery than a nine-month. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
Isn't
huge
it?
Huge deal. Huge deal, man. MCLs, you know, you can strain them all. You can strain them real easily out on the field. So, you know, for him just to have an MCL and a kneecap, you know, man, that's huge.
Well, it's a recovery in the offseason, too, right? I mean,
exactly.
To be able to rehab it and strengthen it and go into the OTAs, into the offseason, and know that he's going to have the entire offseason to get himself ready. I just think that was huge.
J. Just ask Carson. He's like the go-to guy. He'll tell you the exact marker and the timeline and all the benchmarks you need to hit on the ACL recovery. I mean, he's like the go-to guy. He's almost a pseudo-team doctor in there, Carson Palmer, on that issue. Look, it wasn't the only – there were a lot of injuries on Thursday night. Whether it has anything to do with Thursday Night Football or not, I have no idea. Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman. Tell us about that game and your takeaway, because – Can you boil it down to two plays? The big chunk play at the end of the first half, and then, of course, the 54-yarder as Russell Wilson with the circus act, and he gets it to Doug Baldwin. B.A. was convinced he was trying to throw it away.
Right.
And it was right in front of him. Doug Baldwin steps in, and boom, down the sideline he goes.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough to give up two plays. Like I said, man, you got to average about 60 plays a game. And out of those 60 plays, there's only five plays that can either win you or lose you that ball game. So those two plays really cost us ball game.
You know,
it's tough.
Sorry, Lo. So we were talking a little bit about special teams earlier, Buddha, and you obviously have developed into one of the best teams players the Cardinals have. Ifeanyi Moma, as well, is a very good special teams player, is he not?
Yes, very much. Very much so.
Here's a guy that I watch him on kickoff cover, by way of example. This is a guy that covers really, really well for a tall, lanky guy, too, you know. I mean, you don't typically see that, Buddha.
Yeah, exactly. And he's real fast, too. And that's what, you know, that's what I think is, you know, his strong suit. Guys see a bigger, taller guy, and they think he's just strong and slow. But, you know, he's maybe one of the top five guys that are, you know, getting down there to that ball carrier. So That's the big thing, is the speed.
What's your favorite special team, by the way, to play? Do you have a favorite?
I like punt.
You like punt?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like being the gunner, which is, you know, the guy who lines up.
Right.
And, you know, the past two, three games, they've been double teaming me. So I'm just trying to beat the double team, and, you know, I enjoy doing that.
And second favorite would be?
Kickoff.
Okay. Where exactly do you like being on the kickoff the best?
I like being at the L2 spot, so it's, you know, the second guy next to the sideline.
Okay, so you got right. You got the L1, who's way furthest to the sideline. The L2, typically the L2 has been contained, a lot of contained. Is that what your responsibility is?
It's contained, but if I see a play and I see I can make it, then I can make that play. Just make sure that, you know, the returner doesn't get outside of me.
They're giving you the freedom to do that and make that. That's when you know you're good.
I know what was not your favorite was that flag that you had from Russell Wilson in the third quarter roughing the passer.
Yeah, that was a tough call, man. The ref, he had a bad angle. All he could see was me coming full speed, Russ going down hard, so he just threw the flag. You know, he just had a bad angle. He couldn't really see exactly what took place.
It seems like, when in doubt, the official, if the quarterback gets hit too hard, whether it's legal or not, he's just going to throw the flag.
That's basically what happened. He got hit real hard. He was groaning and moaning when I hit him, and you know, it's part of the game. I had a clean shot on him. I really could have took him out, but I pulled off because that's not how I play the game. I don't play the game that way.
I'm on the sideline. I can't really see the replays.
I had a clean shot of
it. Was it helmet to helmet?
No.
Did he duck down into your helmet?
And no. He did not hit my helmet with his head at all. And that's the beautiful part about this game, man. Like I said, it's a game of inches. And if you look at the film, I was on his rib cage. My side of my helmet was on his rib cage, and my arms were wrapped around him. I hit him with nothing but shoulder. And he felt me. He felt me, man, because if I hit him helmet to helmet, it would probably change his whole career. That's how clean a shot I had on him and the velocity I was coming at, because he didn't expect me to get there. And when I got there, he felt me. So it was – I could have really messed
up. So you got no mail from the league, right?
Oh, no, I got a little mail from the league.
You did get
a
little
mail. Yeah, I got some mail from the league.
You got some mail.
Yeah, so we'll handle that. We'll definitely appeal that situation. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, they can see it on film where my head is on the side of him, and I just hit him hard, man. It was a good, clean lick, and it was within the rules.
Who was your advocate for that? When suddenly you get mail from the league, that's a code for saying you got fined.
Fine, exactly.
Who's your advocate of that?
I'm not sure. I just got a call and find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get down. Get to the bottom of it though, and we'll pull it up on film, and they'll see the both birds on the side of my helmet. on his ribs, and he just got hit hard, man. It was a clean lick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the guy in charge of the FedEx envelopes isn't looking at the film, apparently.
Hey, you know, it's part of the game, man. It's a game of inches, like I said. So, you know, he just got to see it from my point of view.
Buddha, are you aware you're sitting next to a legend? Are you aware of that? Because if you're not, we're going to take you through it and explain exactly what we're talking about next on the Big Red Rage. Carlos Dansby and Buddha Baker, all presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. First and goal on the nine. Beathard has the football, stands in the pocket, moves left, throws left, it's deflected and picked off. Dansby, there it is, number 20. He got it. 40-20. Carlos Dansby secures the win and is in the history books.
The Dirty Bird got his 20. And Carlos caught the ball off of the helmet of the right tackle.
Congratulations, Carlos Dansby, an exclusive club. 40 or more sacks, 20 interceptions.
That dude has been doing it for a long, long time.
Seth Joyner, Ray Lewis, Wilbur Marshall, Brian Urlacher, and Carlos Dansby, everyone.
Wow.
And on the Big Red Rage, presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert, you've already put the other four on notice. Am I understanding that correctly?
Hey, I'm coming, man. I got to try to catch these guys, man. They've been able to do it, so why shouldn't I be able to, you know, make my mark and leave it on this game forever?
Wilbur Marshall made it? I can't believe Wilbur Marshall. I can't believe he actually had 20 picks.
He had 45 sacks and 23 picks. And that's the thing, was you have 43 sacks. You don't just have 40 sacks. You have 43 sacks.
Man, I'm close, man. I'm close. Like I said, I'm hunting, man. I'm hunting right now. I'm hunting. And, you know, I smell blood in the water.
Can you get 50?
I can get 50. Yeah. I can get 50. And I can get 50 kind of fast, too. With the scheme that we have, and how Betch put me in position, because like I said, man, I can I'm down there with the three techniques, the centers, I'm working these guys over, you know, and they're not expecting me to do that.
How many 50-20 guys are there, Paul? Do you know?
You know what? There's one, Seth Joyner, 50-20.
Seth Joyner?
You already have more sacks than Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher. And you're two behind Wilbur Marshall. Seth Joyner has 52 sacks and 24 picks.
That's why you said 53 earlier.
Yes.
You
wanted. I got to go get him. I have to go get him. And the only way I can, I got to catch Ray Lewis. He got, what, 30 interceptions, 31?
Ray Lewis has 31 picks.
Yeah, that's
going to
be rough.
That's
going to be rough, Lowe.
It won't be that hard. It won't be that hard, man. The way my teammates be playing the game, the way they play the game, and how fast these guys playing the game around me, they have to come towards me sooner or later. I'm just being patient and waiting on my time. It's going to come right to me. I'm telling you. Every last one of them going to come right to me.
So Buddha is a rookie, and you hear these legendary numbers, and he's in his 14th season. I mean, what does this all say to you?
I'm just asking for one sack. Can I get one sack? Can I get one interception? You know, that's
you
great.
Almost had that pick.
Yeah,
didn't
I know
you,
I should have caught it, but
take us through that play, man. What happened on that play?
Yeah, so I'm standing in the hook, and you know, they like to do curls at the sticks, and you know, it was third and long, and you know, I saw Russell look at him, and you know, I was just baiting him. I knew he was going to that curl. So I was baiting him right until I knew he was throwing the ball. So, you know, I should have broke on a little earlier so I didn't have to dive. But, it's going to come soon.
Did you think you had it? Did you think you had just picked Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I did. I got excited. I was already thinking about getting up before somebody touching me and, you know, taking him back to the house. So I had to look that one in, though.
Lesson learned, though, right, Buddha?
Yeah.
But in your defense, that was a diving attempt. You expect yourself to come up with that pick every time?
Yeah, of course. You know, I got a lot of heat too from my friends and all that type of stuff because, you know, I don't normally, you know, get those type of opportunities and drop them. So, most definitely, I can make that.
Well, Boot, I'm gonna make you feel a little bit better. In 13, I dropped 6.
Ooh.
So. Jeez. Like, that's why I said, Wolf, I can catch these guys, and I know I can. Yeah. And I have confidence in what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And I have confidence in the guys around me. You know what I'm saying? That eventually they're going to have to come to me. And they're going to come right to me.
I can't imagine you dropping six.
I dropped six. I caught four, and I dropped six. I would have been the MVP of the league that year. You know what I'm saying? And I had 6.5 sacks that time. So that's why I said I know I can catch these guys. And all I got to do is just be on the field.
That's when John Abraham was bringing the pressure, right?
Exactly.
And quarterbacks are just throwing it in fear.
In fear. And they doing the same thing now with Chandler. So I come back one more year. I'm catching everybody. Everybody's off the list. I'm catching them all.
One more, baby.
If everyone isn't sufficiently fired up right now, then I tell you what. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go next level. We're going to go all access because in this last game, Carlos Dansby was wearing a microphone. Okay. And if you've ever wondered what it was like to be in a pregame huddle, you're out on the field, it's about 10 minutes before kickoff, and a guy like Carlos, a legend, is getting everyone ready to play. Well, here's what it sounded like.
Push me to the edge. Hey, push me to the edge. Just vibe for a second. Just vibe for a second with me. Just vibe for a second with me. Hey, make your mind up, man. Make your mind up. You're going to take everything you got right here. Let's go get this victory. If you want it, sacrifice something. Sacrifice it today, right now, this minute, and go get this. Let's go get it, man. Here we go. Hey, win on three. One, two, three, win.
Nice. You can catch that on azcardinals.com or on Season and Focus. That'll be on 12 News Saturday night at 6:30. The full 5-minute wired piece.
Oh, wow.
The entire game that's from beginning to end. I mean,
that's going to be interesting, man. It was a lot of trash talking.
I mean, was there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just another day at the office, right,
Lowe's? Another day. No, it was a little bit extra on this one.
Oh, really?
It was a little bit extra on this one because it was a division game. It's against Seattle.
I see.
Really don't like them cats like that. So, you know, it was a little extra going on.
Who'd you get into it with?
I was just vibing out. Mostly I was making all the checks and you know, since trying to get everybody lined up and playing fast. And, you know, I was just excited, man. And, you know, getting on the sideline, trying to make the adjustments. You know what I'm saying? Try to shut these guys down and shut these guys out. So, you know, it was pretty intense.
Buddha, have you ever been mic'd up?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Really?
No.
Would you like to be mic'd up?
I don't know about that because I sing and make random noises, and I just know they can hear everything I'm saying.
But you're not a trash talker, are you? I mean, you're not out there talking some trash, are you now?
I don't really talk that much. I'm just trying to play the game. I might talk a little bit.
Would your family? I mean, are you afraid of what your family would think if they heard you mic'd up out there? I mean, come on now, that's the truth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because all those Seattle guys, when you're going to UW and you're training with the Seahawks, those guys are big talkers. Defense, come on now. I was talking to some of the Cardinals' old linemen. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of the Big Red Rage. Carlos Dansby, Buddha Baker, all presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
It's hard to argue that any teams have been hit as hard by injuries as these two. Both the Houston Texans and Arizona Cardinals have lost their quarterbacks. Both have lost their biggest star. The Cardinals have not lost hope for the season. With 7 games to go, they are 2 games out of the wild card race. What they have lost, however, is any room for error. They must get on a win streak to get back into the race. They'll need to do it with the next man up on the depth chart. And they'll need to do it with their strongest performance yet. Cardinals. Texans. Game 10 of the 2017 season. Sunday.
It's Operation 500. Get to 5-5. Get back into the playoff chase. You're making your first trip to Houston since 2005. The Arizona Cardinals. It is the Big Red Rage with Carlos Dansby, who, by the way, is your NFL active leader in career tackles. 1,368 tackles in your career in 205 games.
Appreciate it, man.
Antoine Bethea, by the way, is 5th right now in that category,
believe it or not.
Not bad as a safety. And then we have Buddha Baker making his first career start. Buddha, your personal key to the game on Sunday, what are you telling yourself?
Oh, I'm just telling myself, you know, I've been playing this sport for, you know, since I was 10 years old. This is football. You know, we got all our corrections down and all that type of stuff, and we're going to continue to get them down and just play football at the end of the day and have fun. You know, I'm not the type of one to, you know, get starstruck or nervous or any of that type of stuff. I'm just playing this game and, you know, excited to try to help the team get a W.
Buddha, are they going to alleviate any of your special teams duties?
Maybe a little bit, but we'll see. You know, I try to do some extra conditioning, so, you know, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to be doing it.
Key to the game for you guys, got to take care of Tom Savage, right? Bring
it. Stop the run.
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
Yep.
Rest of it, take care of yourself.
All right, for Jim Omohundro, Walt Ellis, Cody Fincher, I'm Paul Calvisi, Ron Wolfley. How about it? For Carlos Dansby and Buddha Baker on the Big Red Rage, all presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage, presented by Santan Ford in Gilbert. We are Santan Ford. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals.
One, two, three, back out!
And by Hickman's Family Farms, providing local fresh eggs to markets since 1944. Visit us online at hickmanseggs.com.
Woo! What's up, boy?
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.